This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. On the theory that business and economics can occasionally be opaque, we've got a series we do every now and then. Your questions, our answers. It's called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Say you're driving your kid to school and you suddenly remember, oh man, it's the teacher's birthday. Luckily, you can swing by the drugstore or the supermarket and buy a gift card for any number of restaurants, online stores, or brick-and-mortar retailers. Which gets us to today's I've Always Wondered listener question.
Hi, I'm Mark McCullough from Miami, and what I've always wondered is why stores sell gift cards for other stores. Example, at grocery stores and gas stations, what profit do the stores make selling a gift card for another store? And why does that store allow a gift card to be sold at another location?
Marketplace's Andy Euler took that one for us.
There's a thing that showed up in the greeting card section at a lot of stores about 15 years ago. There's one at this Target in downtown Los Angeles. It's a wall as tall as a person with hooks full of plastic cards. John Jenkins and his daughter are standing right in front of it.
Yeah, just trying to find something different for a gift.
There are dozens and dozens of cards here. iTunes, Starbucks, Netflix, cards for restaurants, Harley Davidson, even Facebook. This display has even got a name, Gift Card Mall. It's like a store within a store, and John Jenkins is happy it's here.
Definitely convenient for me. Do some shopping and get the gift card all at the same time.
He and his daughter stare at this little spot at the end of the aisle for a good 10 minutes. You remember when, in order to get a gift certificate, you had to go to that particular store and some poor clerk would fill it out by hand? Shelley Hunter knows how we got from there to here. She's a former product analyst and now writes for giftcards.com as the gift card girlfriend. She says the shift to plastic actually started with Blockbuster Video.
They were having all sorts of problems with people making counterfeit gift certificates. And so they were the first company that converted to a plastic gift card that ran through the cash register. So it was really basically a fraud prevention measure.
It worked. All the big brands adopted it. So how did their different gift cards end up in the gift card mall like the one at Target? A third-party broker. Two major companies manage and distribute these gift card malls in the U.S. Black Hawk Networks is one. Terry Jack is their chief marketing officer.
We get the cards, produce the cards, process the cards, develop racks that were easy to shop, merchandise those racks. We basically come at it with, grocery store, don't worry, we'll take care of everything and we'll get this category up and running for you so it's really a nice value add to your customer.
Brands pay Blackhawk to get in the gift card mall. Blackhawk passes some of that money on to the stores that host the mall.
Whosever card that is, they have decided that the extra distribution in the grocery stores is worth them giving up a little bit of their margin on that card.
Blackhawk also acts as the go-between for the brands and the retailers on what to include or not. In Target, you won't find an Amazon or Walmart gift card. If Blackhawk Network doesn't sound like the name of a nice, friendly gift card company, well, it didn't start there.
It started actually with phone cards. Long-distance cards and the international calling cards where a lot of these companies began.
Ben Jackson follows gift card developments for Mercator Advisory Group. He says prepaid calling cards gave Blackhawk expertise in processing transactions.
And then they slowly expanded into gift cards.
Now, gift cards make up a $100 billion industry. They're everywhere. At a CVS in Los Angeles, I asked customer Marcelina Shavira if she ever stops at the gift card mall.
If you're in a hurry and you forgot it's somebody's birthday, and you can pick up your toilet paper, you can pick up your Gatorade, you can pick up your gift card for whoever likes whatever specific gift card they have on the stand.
It's certainly convenient for the customer. It makes money for everyone involved with just the slightest bit of aisle space. Is it the ideal personal gift? No. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
The subtitle on this series is Your Questions, Our Answers, so send them to us. Would you tell us what you have always wondered at marketplace.org?